Blog Talk Radio.
Life, growth, and wellness.
Welcome to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. I'm Sandy. I will be your hostess this evening, and I am so grateful that you chose to spend the evening with us. And so thank you for being here. And before we get the party started, you know there's always a couple of things you do before you invite people into your home. And so here on Life, Love, and Wellness, we like to first anchor ourselves in positive, affirmative reading so that we can release whatever cares and worries we've added on to our being today and just kind of mellow out and get into the energy of tonight. So today's message comes from my daily post at revsandy.wordpress.com, and it's titled, Love is a Choice. We have the ability to make choices. What we will think and believe is our choice. What we feel is a choice. How we relate to ourselves and others is also a choice. I choose love. I choose to always allow love to be operating in my life and affairs. I choose unconditional love as my vehicle to travel through this journey of life. My love vehicle never runs out of fuel. I choose for it to be full at all times. I give my vehicle a tune-up each morning that I awake. I give thanks for being alive yet another day. Tires, which are my thoughts, are always at the perfect inflation. I choose my thoughts, and they are harmonious and peace-filled. I am not concerned about having a blowout or a flat. I constantly check for uneven wear on the threads of my tires. I choose balance and have regular alignment performed. I choose love. Love is my dwelling place. Love resides in my home. My floors are waxed with love. My carpet is refreshed with love. I vacuum up the soil from dirty shoes or our thoughts and throw it out in the garbage. Love radiates throughout my home in the vents and is circulated by the fans. Love is the incense and aroma that is pleasant to the senses of who all visit me. I choose love. Love is the garments that I wear. My garments are professionally cleaned by God. I walk in the crispness of newness daily. I spread light and love throughout the universe. Although I may change the outer layer of clothing, I am always choosing love as the fabric of my choice. I choose love. Love is my facial expression. Love is my attitude. Love is my personality. Love is who I am. And again, that is my daily inspirational at revsandy.wordpress.com. And you're welcome to go in and read them for yourselves, or you can sign up to have them delivered directly to your email on a daily basis. And the next thing that we do is we pay honor and homage to our ancestors, all those who have gone ahead of us to prepare a road and prepare a place for us. And so, ancestors, we know that we exist on your strength and on your love and in the work that you've done to prepare this place for us, such as it is. And we thank you and we bless you and we honor you. And so, ancestor, it is with great pleasure that we invoke and we invite your energies to be with us. Because, you know, right here on Life, Love, and Wellness, sometimes we get into some subjects that aren't quite spoken out loud. And so our ancestors give us the courage and they give us the strength to be able to talk about these subjects, which we must have conversations around to be healthy, whole, and complete individuals. So thank you, ancestors. It's all about life. It's all about love. And it's all about wellness. So tonight's show is simply called Loving Right Now. And our returning guest, who is actually more like family to us, is Christina Louise Gale. And Christina's going to talk to us, and she's going to break some stuff down for us. And, you know, she's so powerful. She's a dynamic soul. We just thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed her the last time that she was with us. She has such an awesome spirit that we really know that she gets right down to the heart of the matter at hand, and she breaks us down for us so that we truly understand what she's giving us. And so it is with so much honor that Christina Louise have agreed to come back with us and to talk in this month of love about loving now and, you know, not putting it off and waiting for another day. So I'm so excited to have her back. So, audience, you know you're invited to join in the conversation. So all comments are welcome and every voice is heard without any type of censoring or censorship. And so you would simply call in at 516-531-9819, and you would simply push 1 on your dial to let me know you want to talk live on air with us. And so we're going to bring Christina Louise on with us in just a moment, but we're going to take a quick music break, and we'll be right back.
I want love, yeah. Love is everything to me. Love is everything. I need love, yeah. Oh, love is everything to me. Live life victoriously, simple, loving. Have it feel the way you want to feel inside. I want love. I need love. Love is everything.
My nephew, Anthony A.K. King, off of his CD, Love is Everything. And, of course, the name of that particular side was Love is Everything. You can order that or purchase that off of his website at anthonyakking.com. And it just sets us up for what we're talking about tonight, which is love. So welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to Life, Love, and Wellness with Sandy Rogers Show. And once again, I'm so excited about tonight's show. I'm so thankful and so honored to be able to welcome back to the family our beloved sister and dynamic soul. She's just an awesome, awesome spirit, Miss Christina Louise Gale. And so, you know, sometimes we want to use words to describe a person and introduce, but we get to know a person so much more by how they interact with us. But I'm going to go ahead and introduce Christina to you guys, although you already know her. But I just, for those that may not have had an opportunity to listen to her on the show before, I want to make sure that you know who this dynamic spirit is. So Christina Louise Gale is her name. She is an angel. She is a spiritual healer and a teacher. She's very down to earth, and you'll get that as we go into this conversation tonight. And she specializes with mothers who she understands makes a huge impact upon the world. Christina Louise is the creator of emotional digestion. Remember, she shared that with us before. And again, that whole name is emotional digestion, the catch and release process. She's so well-versed and she's so passionate about the work that she does, and she connects and she talks to us from a very true place within her soul. Her intention is to have people to align with their true self and to always be in freedom. And as Christina Louise will tell us, that is her main objective. Those two words, those two feelings, those two emotions for a person to constantly and consistently live in, and that's peace and freedom. So without further delay, it is my pleasure to welcome my sister back here with us to the family, Miss Christina Louise Gale. Thank you for being with us.
It is always such a pleasure to reconnect with you and your audience, Sandy. I'm so grateful for the opportunity, and thank you for the kind introduction.
Oh, man, you're worth it. I don't like to use a lot of words because sometimes words can distract from who a person really is. So thank you for being with us. And so we're just going to kind of jump in. What have you been doing since the last time that you were with us?
Oh, what have I been doing since the last time I was with you? Well, working with moms. I really feel like, you know, moms are, you know, on the leading edge of potential when it comes to, you know, we all say we want to see peace in the world. We want to see prosperity in the world. We want to see these changes in the world. But I feel it starts really with this generation of children that has just been born or is being born, right? They're the ones that are going to grow up eventually and take on leadership roles. And so these moms who, generally speaking, a lot of them are under stress. They're working jobs that they don't really like, you know, and it just seems like money is tight and good men are hard to find. And I mean, these are the messages that we get in mainstream media. And there's just so much stress and so much pressure. And I feel like the more potential you have, the more stress and pressure the world puts on you. At least that's how it has been in my experience and with the people that I work with. It seems like those of us who have great, great potential and a mission to really impact the world in a positive way usually grow up in abusive situations or have devastating traumatic situations that occur in their lives at early ages. And so these mothers have this great potential to raise their children, to thrive in the world, to teach them how to align, you know, mind, body, and soul. And these kids that are being born are just so sensitive. Have you noticed, like, every generation seems to be, like, upgraded, right? They're more intuitive. They're more sensitive. Their natural gifts and talents shine through, and they're less willing to put up with a lot of the BS, you know, that our ancestors had to put up with, you know, sitting in a school chair for 8 hours a day and right. coloring in the lines. You know, more and more these kids are like, F that, you know, I want to be free and I want to create, and it's not supposed to be this way and I don't want to conform. So anyways, I've been working with a lot of mothers and so impressed with these moms, their courage to break out of, you know, just ideas of bondage and low self-worth, put themselves first and invest in themselves, and just to see the changes that are happening in their families, in their bodies, in their relationships, and in their family dynamics. It's such a blessing. And it's like every single day that I wake up and I get to work with these moms, my jaw hits the ground because I know the emotional digestion and the catch and release process has worked wonders in my life and in the lives of many others that I've worked with over the course of the last 10 years since I developed it. But like, the more I share it and the more women I attract, the more they're just taking it and they're running with it. And like, their connection with spirit is so strong and the changes are happening so quick for them that I'm in awe. Like, I know it works, but I'm still like, holy crap, like, it's crazy. So I just feel so blessed to have found my purpose and to be able to share it with the world and to help these women align with their purpose and to see the changes in their children and to know that I got to play a role in that family thriving. So it's, I just feel blessed every single day.
Well, that's
so much. Yeah.
So are you doing
really
like
beautiful.
Workshops with the women, or are you working with the women and the children? How exactly are you conducting these interactions with the mom?
So I work with just the moms, and what's so powerful about energy work is that one person in a family, and for me it's the mom that I work with, when one person in a family changes from the inside, it
right.
changes everybody she's in contact with. So, for instance, I have a client who I work with remotely. So I work with clients all over the world, over the phone, or through video conference, live video conference through the internet. And so I have a mom who's out in Thailand who I've been working with for just a few months. And when I met her, she had a child who was peeing and pooping in inappropriate places and beating up his little brother, and his little sister couldn't get any sleep, and she couldn't go to the bathroom without the kid hanging on her, and she was so embarrassed and so overwhelmed. And she confided in me and the others in our group program that she felt like she had lost love for her child. Mm-hmm. And that's such a taboo thing to admit, but look at her bravery and her courage for, you know, owning that and acknowledging that and not shoving that under the carpet. And that's really the first step in healing and any kind of real substantial change in our lives, is just acknowledging where we are, right?
Right.
Loving right now, like getting, like acknowledging where you are right now. I feel like that title that we chose for tonight really has two meanings. It's like, yes, check in with yourself and find out what love would do right now and don't put it off another day. But it also means coming into acceptance and appreciation and at the very least acknowledgement of where you are right now. Does that make sense, Sandy?
Oh, yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
So anyways, getting back to this mom, her mother had offered her an opportunity to go on this wonderful trip to India for a family reunion and to bring her three children with her. And this mom who I work with was like, there's no way I'm taking my kids. Like, I'm so embarrassed.
Wow.
And just after, in 30 days of working with her one-on-one, what happened in 30 days? So in 30 days, he had stopped inappropriately defecating all over the house. In 60 days, she was able to let her two sons play in a room with a door closed and not be concerned that they were being too rough with one another. And 85 days later, she was on a plane in India with her three kids, and she had the most amazing time. And bonus points, she lost 20 pounds.
Wonderful.
And I never had any interaction with the kids. And this is how powerful, you know, whether you're a man or a woman or you're a mom or you're not, if you're listening, there is a quantum physics-based spiritual law that goes like this. When you change, the people and circumstances around you must change, leave, or die. It's law. And the first time I heard that, Sandy, it was about 10 years ago, and I told my teacher, he was full of BS. I'm like, there's no way. You don't know the people I know. You don't understand how crazy this is. I don't get how I could just do my own inner work, and it's going to affect other people. But I want to encourage your listeners, if they're not aware of the Heart Math, M-A-T-H Institute, they've been studying the human heart for over 40 years. And Sandy, what they've discovered is that the heartbeat is a literal frequency that we emit, and that my heartbeat interacts with everybody else's heartbeats all around the globe. So when you hear spiritualist type people say we're all connected, it's not a woo-woo like fancy thing to say. It's on a very little basis. It's been scientifically proven that when somebody walks into a room, and you know this, when somebody walks into a room and they're low energy, they're dealing with depression or anxiety or low self-confidence, you can feel that without them saying a word.
Right.
And likewise, when somebody walks in and they're in love with themselves and they're feeling confident and worthy of being there and they're open-minded and want to get to know people, you're just naturally attracted to them. Their heartbeat lifts up your heartbeat. Their smile makes you want to smile if you're open to it, right?
Right.
And so, you know, all of our heartbeats are interacting. So the heartbeat has a frequency. And so depending on how you're feeling. And so when I'm working with these moms to digest their old guilts and shames and disappointments and upsets and angers and fears, their heartbeat frequency is literally lifted automatically. And so it automatically impacts the children's heartbeat, their husband's heartbeat, and literally everybody that they're connected to all the way around the world, because we're all interacting with each other simultaneously. So when Gandhi said, be the change that you wish to see in the world, that wasn't just a fancy, fun thing to say. He was giving you the key to life. Like, if you want to change the world, start within yourself, and the world changes with you.
Right.
So think about it like with, just real quick, with a mathematical equation. When one element of a mathematical equation changes, it changes the entire equation. It works just like that.
It sounds so simple, but the work that you're actually doing on yourself is not as simple as it sounds. So, but you're saying that the women that you're working with, though, are very keen in picking it up and using it, and it seems like with not much resistance to it as well, right?
You know, and I think that's because of the way that I run the business. I didn't put out a sign one day and decide that I was going to go into business and that I was going to do this. I started on my own healing path almost 20 years ago. And because of this really serious car accident that I was in, where everything that I thought made me was gone in a heartbeat, and I was just left with like me, myself, and God, I had this kind of fork in the road moment where it was either like, you know, I need to end my life because this is too much, or I need to like open up to the idea that there really is a higher power who's got my back and somehow this is going to be okay. And not just okay, but that I can potentially come out better than I was before. And that's when I really started to get serious. And the moment that you really decide that there's got to be a better way, whether you're speaking about your love life or your health or your career, whenever, like, as soon as you decide and get out of that kind of mind tape of like, well, this is the way it's always been, this is what I saw my parents do, this is what my girlfriends are doing, this is what the world tells me is acceptable, when we stop talking to ourselves like that, and we always will get to a point. So if you're not there yet, don't worry. Eventually things will get hard enough where you get down on your knees and you're like, God damn it, there has to be a better way. When you've got that energy of like, there's got to be another way, it puts out this challenge to the universe, and you will draw the right people, places, and things into your experience. And that's what happened for me after that car accident. I attracted somebody into my life that showed me that I was literally dealing with the same feelings at 27 that I had been dealing with mom and dad at 3, 4, and 5 years old, and that I was literally just attracting people into my life that helped me feel that old guilt, that old shame, those old angers, those old doubts and insecurities. So once I realized that I was the common denominator, that's when I was like, okay, I can do something about this, right? On one hand, it kind of sucks to think, realize like, oh crap, it's me. Like, I'm attracting this. But on the other hand, it gives you back your power to change it. You're like, now you're out of victim mode, right? And it just goes back to that acknowledging what is right now.
Yeah,
so anyways,
but Christina, we're always taught to that we need to change the other person, that it's not us that's the problem. And so we need to learn new coping mechanisms. Or
you're right. And I'm so glad that you brought that up, Sandy, because I want everybody listening right now to hear me and just be open to what I'm saying. You don't have to believe anything that we're going to, anything that I say tonight or anytime, don't believe it, but be open to it. Because when you're open to it, then the universe, God, nature, whatever you, your word for the higher power is, your higher power will show you whether what I'm saying is true or not. And if it's not true, it's not true. But if it is true, you definitely don't want to miss out because this is good stuff. Are you ready?
Ready.
Almost everything that the world has taught you about how life works and who you are is inside out and backwards. Okay? Like, they tell you you're born in original sin. That's a lie. They tell you that you're not good enough. That's a lie. They tell you that, you know, life sucks, then you die. That's a lie. They tell you that the truth hurts. That's a lie. The truth sets you free. I can prove it to you tonight if you want to play that game. They tell you that, what was that one that you just said? Oh, you got to cope with it. You got to deal with it. That's a lie.
Right.
How is that working out? Because that's what most, that's what I was taught. Like, get over it. Suck it up. Big girls don't cry. And then we wonder why we have these teenagers who want to hurt themselves. And why we've got these, you know, we've got people in power that are waging wars, and we've got children and families starving all over the place when there's more than enough food, more than enough housing to go around, triple times the population we have on the planet right now. This is what happens when you don't digest your emotions. What I like to, this is how I like to explain it. Think about the world and what it looked like before people figured out how to use their physical digestive system and then they invented the toilet. Just think about it. People were peeing and pooping and vomiting all over one another. This is what we're doing emotionally today.
Oh.
And that's why emotional digestion is the key to peace and freedom, living your purpose and making that greater impact on the world that most of us have this calling to make.
I like that. Mm-hmm. Well, you made that very vivid and very plain. But I can feel it, you know, because you do see it or you feel it when you're out in public or, you know, you come across somebody that is just in a foul mood or something, and you'd be like, oh, man, stay away from me. And so you can almost feel, you know, the vomit coming out of them as you get close to them. So, no, I love how you put that. I like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's the good news is that, you know, God is good. it gave us this beautiful physical digestive system, right? And, but it also gave us an emotional digestive system. So imagine like if people said like, oh, you ate an apple, well, just get over it, or just like hold on to it, or just shove it down, you know, like it doesn't work. And the other thing that I want to say about this is that you can eat like the most high quality, clean, unprocessed food, but you still have to go to the bathroom at least once a day. So it's not about people being wrong or bad or holding on to stuff that they're not supposed to be holding on to. It's about realizing that living a human life, you pick up debris, right? Like you have to eat, you have to go to the bathroom, you buy a car, you have to keep it aligned, you have to keep gas in it, you got to get the oil changed. You have a garden, you have to maintain and till the soil. Everything in life moves through a process of creation and maintenance and then a turning over, or what we call a destructive process. The same is true with our emotions, but you're right. We're born into this world that's inside out and backwards and tells us, just shove it down. And it doesn't work. And this is what's causing disease, mental, physical, financial, and relationship dis-ease in our lives. It's all about the emotions. In fact, you know, have you ever seen this show, Sandy, called The Prophet?
I have not.
Okay. I think it's on NBC, and it's The Prophet, like as in profit and losses.
Okay.
And there's this guy, he's a zillionaire, but he's very down to earth, and he uses his own money to go in and save small businesses. His name's Marcus Lemonne. And they have this beautiful one-hour show every week, and he goes in and he finds these small businesses with good people and good hearts making a difference in the world with their product or service, but they're struggling financially. And he'll go in and he will make them, write them $100,000 plus checks. He goes all into the company. He rolls up his sleeves. He learns their business inside and out. He brings in his marketing and branding team, all the bells and whistles, everything you could possibly want, and then some. He pays off all the debt and pushes money into the business to like rev it back up again. And literally, you watch every week, most people that he does this for shoot themselves in the foot because they have trust issues, because they have bad blood with their family members, because they can't relinquish control. And then when he dives into their story, you find out that these people are dealing with addictions, that their parents dealt with addictions, that, you know, they still haven't gotten over a breakup or a divorce. It's always, people like to think that, like, if I just had more money, or if I just had a man in my life, or if I just had a nicer car, or if I lived in a different neighborhood, or if the economy was doing better, or if Trump wasn't president, I would feel better and my life would be working. And it's good news and bad news is it's not true.
Right.
You have the power. And when you turn your attention inside and you start acknowledging the human emotions that we all have, right? Like I talk about, I want everybody to be able to access peace and freedom, you know, every day. That doesn't mean that I'm sitting up on some kind of lotus cloud and I'm always in peace and freedom all the time and like just like up there oming all the time. Like I'm a human being. I get angry. I get sad. I feel guilty sometimes. Shame comes up. Embarrassment comes up. What are they going to think about me comes up. But I know how to digest it. See the difference?
Right. And, you know, I think that's what happens in a lot of the unfulfilled souls that attend places of worship every week, because they're not being taught how to deal with the emotions like you're talking about.
Mm.
And so they just keep recycling, you know, just over and over and over. And they wind up, I believe, thinking that there must be something wrong with me if I'm hearing these lessons week after week after week, year after year after year, and I'm still the same. Like nothing's changed in my life. I'm no better. You know, I don't have any peace. I don't have freedom. And so I've always asked that question. So like, why does a person stay stuck and they go to these top-rated, very effective places of worship, but yet and still
their lives don't change. Their lives stay the same. And so I think you've hit on that one of the main reasons why things have not shifted for us is that if we have not learned how to deal with those emotions, those unresolved traumas and dramas, that we just carry it on. And like you said, you know, we walk around vomiting on people with those emotions. So I love how you put that.
Thank you. I'd like to comment on that by saying, I think you're right, because it's like we go into these places of worship and we see so many, it's almost like the world paints this picture of like everybody's okay and you're not. Like,
exactly.
Everybody else has got it together, but you don't.
Right.
And so we turn to, you know, religious organizations and we try to get involved, but then that guilt and shame that we want so much to let go of, it stops us from reaching out and asking for help and being vulnerable, right? And saying, like, I'm not feeling well right now. I need support. And so we might go and, like, listen to the sermon, and some of them are helpful and some of them just aren't, in my opinion. And for those of those listeners that are looking for effective places of worship, in my opinion, I think Unity churches, generally speaking, are awesome because they teach about the science of mind, and they have a more universal viewpoint on what God or spirit is. Also, Unitarian Universalist churches are great. And Joel Osteen, you know him?
He's
fantastic. He packs. I mean, I love him. I support his church, and he's one of the few mainstream Christian preachers, in my opinion, that's really giving people practical advice that they can apply in their daily lives, and he's not just, like, talking theory. You know, he's very practical, very down to earth, and he understands how our thoughts and our feelings create our reality. So I love him. And I would encourage anybody listening that has a longing or a leaning in that direction to check out those three resources.
So you talk about unconditional love and why we need it and what is unconditional love. And so would you like to go into explanation on that? That was
mm-hmm.
the thing that we had talked about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, if it was just me talking through my human self, I would feel very intimidated right now because this is a huge topic, right? Love, and then you slap on unconditional love. Like, that's
right.
It's a tall order, you know, in a world of, you know, just violence and misunderstanding and fighting and, you know, so I'll just say, I'm just going to, like, tune into my higher self now and just ask to be guided through this conversation. And right there, that's an example of love, right? Like, instead of feeling that intimidation and that overwhelm and, oh, my God, what am I going to say? You know, just taking that minute to put our hands on our heart. Whenever you put your hand on your heart and you make skin-to-skin contact, it actually sends a signal to your brain to release happy hormones. And that's all emotions are. It's just hormones being released into your bloodstream.
I see everybody's putting their hand on their heart right
now. Yeah, me too. And it's going to release hormones like oxytocin, which makes you feel bonded and loving and connected. That's the hormone that mothers release when they give birth to a child or when we fall in love or a man makes a commitment. We secrete oxytocin. It's going to release dopamine, which is kind of like a sedative. It's like a calming hormone. And serotonin, which is a fun, ecstasy-filled bliss hormone. So just putting our hands on our heart is a good way to just get centered. And the other thing that I want to say about the heart is, you know, the world teaches us from day one of school, and our parents teach us usually even earlier than that, that we got to figure stuff out. And we should ought to know better than we do right now. And the head is a wonderful tool. The brain is a wonderful tool, but that's all it is. It's a temporary tool, just like our body is a vehicle. It's just a temporary tool for us to operate and make sense of this three-dimensional reality that we're in. But it's our heart, which is the portal to our real selves, our spiritual selves, our soul. And when people say, who are you? We often point to our chest and say, I'm Sandy or I'm Christina. Do you ever notice that?
Yeah.
It's the center of our being. That's the ooey gooey, loving, innocent, worthy, awesome little child that we, you know, of divine light that we all really are. It's through our hearts. So when we're talking about love, we've got to be looking towards the heart and making a connection and building a relationship with our heart and asking, what do I really need right now? What do I really want to say right now? What do I really want to do right now? And in the beginning, it's really hard because we just didn't get 12 years plus college, and for some of us, postgraduate degree work in checking in with ourselves and talking about love and talking about relationships. You know, I went through like 15, maybe 20 years of school, and nobody ever talked to me about relationships or love or who I really am, right? So some of this is going to feel weird, and it's going to feel like it's not working. But when we're talking about love and unconditional love, we always got to, I think that first step is to just build a relationship with our real selves in our heart. Our heart knows moment to moment what love would do next.
Right.
And
right.
Here's why. Because that's who we are. And I know that sounds so cliche, like we're love, we're light, like blah, blah, blah. But I want to just ask us all to remember who we were when we were born. And that's a tall order to ask us to remember. But look at children that you know that were born, that you were around in their first 1 or 2 years. Look at how loving they are for no reason, right? They have no agenda. They're not out to get something out of you. They're so happy, they're drooling on themselves. They're happy for no reason. They don't have bank accounts. They don't have shiny cars. They're half naked. They're bald. They're toothless. They're totally dependent. And if it wasn't for somebody else coming along and sticking a bottle or a nipple in their mouth, they wouldn't eat. But you don't see them freaking out about it,
right,
worrying about where the next meal is going to come from. Right? So
yeah.
They're innocent. Innocent means you have no agenda. They're innocent. They're forgiving. Little children can get into an argument with one another and be best friends again 4 minutes later.
Right.
Right?
Right. Right.
They fall. They bump their head. You know, mommy comes up, reassures them. Half an hour, maybe an hour later, they're sucking on a lollipop and they want to go out and play again. They're not holding on. Right? And so that's who we all really are. We are love. We are joy. We are peace. We are innocent. Children know their worthiness. How many children do you know, if not all of the children that you've met, under the age of 3 or 4, generally speaking, who aren't like, give me that, give me that, can we go here, can I have that? Right? They
right.
feel worthy of asking for what they want. And they're not afraid to tell you who they are, who they think you are, and what they're really after, right? It's not until we get older that we start to take on manipulations and agendas, right? That we start to pack away the emotions, and the weight of the world kind of buries us down, and we're told that we're bad girls sometimes, we're bad boys sometimes, and we're good when we're doing what other people want us to do.
Exactly, yep.
So as children, each and every one of us at some point had to start agreeing with our authority figures when they told us that we were wrong or bad. Because when we stood up for ourselves and said, no, I didn't mean to do that, or it was an accident, or I'm sorry, or I didn't know, we were told things like, well, you made your bed, now you got to lie in it.
You heard that one too.
Oh God, you know, you deserve to be punished. You know, I don't know what you were thinking.
You're supposed to be a big boy. You really disappointed mommy. You're making mommy cry now. Look at what you did to your sister. And we start to, we have an inside of us. And I can remember this for myself because I've cleared so much of these memories. I can remember for myself wanting to say no. Like, I'm not, your feelings are not my fault.
Right.
Right? Like, I can't possibly have all this power over you. Like, it can't possibly be that way. And I didn't even mean to do it. And most of the time, we as children, we get in trouble for things we didn't even know we were doing wrong.
Exactly. Exactly.
I remember being in the back seat of my car with my dad, and one day we were going around, you know, we were on the expressway, and I'm this tiny little, you know, 40-pound girl, and I'm in the back seat, and we're going around this, like, loop on the expressway. And one day I'm like, wee, this is so much fun. And I'm just, like, laughing, and, you know, the wind's going through my hair. And the next couple days later, we went around the same loop, and I did the same thing, and my dad almost backhanded me.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, 2 days ago it was okay, and now it's not. Right. And it's not about dad being a bad guy. It's just dad didn't know how to digest his emotions.
Right.
Right. And like he was obviously having a bad day. Right. And so, but we internalize that as children and we make ourselves wrong and bad. And we have to agree like, oh, you're right. I did do something wrong. I'm sorry, dad. And we try to win their approval back.
Right.
Right. And so these tactics worked really well for us to survive childhood. But if you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, and beyond, and you're still dealing with anxiety, depression, body image issues, feeling unworthy, you can't find love, you have a hard time trusting other people, you haven't found your purpose yet, you feel like you want to help other people, but you keep kind of like getting shot, shooting yourself in the foot or feeling like everybody's, you know, out to get you or something like that, like it's only because you're carrying old wounds from your past that can totally be healed when you come and you surrender them to a higher power. So it's not about like, come to me, I'm going to heal you. It's follow me, I'll show you how to connect in with the truth in your heart and the higher power of your understanding and put all of that crap up on the altar and watch it be healed in ways that I can't even like, people are like, how does it work? I'm like, I'm not exactly sure,
right.
But I do know we're connecting to a higher power. I do know that we're being really super honest about what we're thinking and what we're feeling. And I do know that we're willing to ask for help. That I do know. Beyond that, I don't really get it. And that's why I told you in the beginning of this conversation, my jaw's on the floor every day when I work with these women and they're coming back and reporting that they lost 20 pounds and they're not even trying, or now have, you know, their children are best friends again, or she's feeling like her child came to teach her something and now they're doing Reiki together, and you know, you're just seeing these families reunited or separating in love and peace, you know, whatever's for the highest and best good.
Mm-hmm.
And so my jaw's on the floor with it, and I don't take credit for that. I'm just the facilitator.
Exactly.
And you know, I'm where I am today because I've been a lot lower, and I just made a decision one day that there had to be a better way. There had to be a better way.
And
the good news is there is.
Yeah, and I think, too, what you've done, Christina, is that you've opened yourself up to receiving it. You've opened yourself up to a different way of operating. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Life is the Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show, and we have with us our returning Christina Louise Gale, and we're talking tonight about loving right now, not tomorrow, not next year, not after 20 pounds or, you know, when you finish the class or whatever, but right now, loving you and loving unconditionally. So we're going to get back in and have Christina share some more of her points of view, which are really incredible. I'm really loving the vividness in which she's explaining these points to us. So we'll be right back.
You made me.
Oldie but goodie, William Devine, be thankful for what you got. And I think that that has a lot to do with accepting and being living in peace and freedom right now. Not making your success or your happiness dependent upon any thing that's in a future time than what you already have. I'm going to let that just kind of marinate for a minute. Thank you, and welcome back to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. Remember, audience, you can talk live on air with us if you would like by calling 516-531-9819, and you would press 1 to let us know you want to talk live on air. If you have a question, comment, or you just have a thought that you want to add to the conversation, please feel free to do so. So Christina Louise Gale is our guest tonight, and she is really breaking this down for us to a place where we might even be able to achieve that peace and that freedom that she's talking about by exercising the advice that she's giving us about simple things like placing your hand over your heart. It really does just calm you down. So when you're in a situation that may have you revved up a little bit, you know, if you just take that, and if you can't comfortably put your hands over your heart at that particular time, if you can just use your imagination, and that will calm you down and help you through whatever the situation might be. And Christina's given some other points of view, and she's actually tickled me a lot with some of the sayings that she heard while she was growing up, because guess what? They were the same things that I heard while I was growing up. So, you know, we, generation to generation, we continue to repeat sayings that may not always support our higher consciousness, our higher self. And so that's one of the areas that Christina is directly relating to, is asking us to take a look at that and to dissect it, to digest it, to come on the other side, get on the other side of whatever those feelings or those emotions may be. So welcome back, Christina Louise.
Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure.
So I'm really loving your musical selections.
Oh, good.
I'm really digging it. I'm like grooving on the break. It's lovely. And, you know, when I was hearing you talk and reflect on what we've already gone over, something was coming up to share with the listeners. Do you mind?
Oh, no, please. Go right ahead.
You know, I said earlier that love is who we really are. And I think one of the toughest, I think one of the most pain-evoking and suffering-evoking issues comes up when people don't realize that love is who we are. It's in our DNA. And so every single one of us loves every single one of us.
Yes.
And it's when we deny that love, when we shove it down for ourselves or others by judging them as wrong or bad or unworthy, that we go into conflict with ourselves. And that's what causes a lot of disharmony, pain, suffering in human relationships. Is they're like, we're like, well, he did that thing, so now I can't love him, right? But that's what unconditional love is, and it's not something that you have to try to achieve. You have to just accept it, that even that bad guy over there that you think did you wrong or is doing something wrong, you love him. You do, whether you admit that or not. That's the truth.
Right.
We all are programmed and naturally designed to love one another. And when we deny it, that's when the pain and the suffering comes in. So that's just a little tip, like kind of, open. Remember I said, don't believe anything that I said, but be open to that idea. And if it doesn't make sense to you, go to the higher power of your understanding and ask if it's true. Ask for proof. Ask for evidence of whether or not that's true. And you could also just start thinking about the people that you really don't like. You know, where is that coming from? And what would happen if you just admitted to yourself that, you know what, I really love this person. I really wish they weren't behaving in the ways that they were behaving, or I wish that thing hadn't happened. But aside from that, the truth is that I do love this human being.
Right.
And when we come into an acceptance and an acknowledge of that, we can then respond to ourselves and respond to others in that natural flow of unconditional love. It's not something that we have to attain or strive for. It's really something that we've got to cop to or admit to or
right.
acknowledge.
Right, just returning to our natural state of being.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. And that makes it a lot easier because we don't have rules to learn and we don't have to sit and, you know, do affirmations or anything. We just sit in who we are. We put our hand over our heart and feel that vibration, that frequency that's being emitted, and we calm down and we're in touch with love at that point. So there's nothing more mm-hmm. that we need to do other than that.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
The next thing that's coming up, you know, we talked about peace, and we've mentioned the words peace and freedom throughout this evening, and I want
right.
to clarify what I believe peace really means and what I believe freedom really means. And I think, Sandy, you kind of opened the can on it a little bit earlier, but I really wanted to highlight what
okay.
you said
okay.
about freedom. First of all, freedom means that you're not dependent. Yeah, it was when we were talking about that song, that beautiful song that you just played. You said freedom and happiness are not dependent on the outside circumstances.
Right.
So if we talk about like financial freedom, most people think that financial freedom means, well, I've got, you know, a seven-figure business or a six-figure business. I've got X amount of dollars in my bank account. But if you're dependent on X amount of dollars in your bank account, if your sense of freedom is dependent on that money being there, then what happens when we take the money away? Then you're
mm-hmm.
not really free. So freedom is your birthright. And it's a quality that you can get back in touch with. You can begin that process today to get back in touch with that feeling of freedom that we all felt when we came out of the womb and for a few years after, for the world
right.
that it took in us.
Right.
And then it doesn't matter what's going on with your lover
or your lack of a lover. It doesn't matter what's going on with your body. It doesn't matter what's going on with your bank account. If you can feel good without any of these things, then you can have them, all of that, and more. You can have your cake and eat it too. But you've got to start on the inside first. That's the key. Likewise, peace. A lot of people say they want peace, but when I entertain the idea of taking on a client, I always double check in with them and make sure that what they're saying they want is what they actually want. Peace doesn't mean that I'm happy, everything's going my way. Peace means I feel safe and content even when the walls are falling down around me. That's peace. Does that make sense?
It does.
When I'm being betrayed, even when I'm being attacked, even when you're doing that thing that I don't like, I still feel safe. I'm not taking it personally. I don't feel the need to defend myself or attack back. That's peace. And again, I just want to remind everybody, I'm not constantly in peace and constantly in freedom. It's an ebb and flow. We're human beings. We're here to experience the full scale of our emotions. So it's not about like attaining peace and staying there, right? If that's
right.
What you want to do, I would suggest you join a monastery and go to Tibet or something like that. Your life will be a lot easier if that's what you're looking for. But out here in the city, you know, it's an ebb and flow. You know, we're in peace and we're in love and we fall out of it. It's kind of like trying to hold a yoga pose forever or stand on one leg forever. Nobody can do that forever. You got to take breaks. You're going to fall out of alignment. And any good yoga teacher or coach, if you're an athlete or something like that, will say, it's okay. Just take a deep breath and come back in when you're ready.
Right.
And I want to encourage everybody to just have so much grace with themselves and just be really gentle on your healing journey and not try to get it done or not try to be perfect with it. It's a messy road. It's a fun road. Sometimes it's a scary road. That's why I encourage everybody to have some kind of a mentor or a coach or a teacher or a guide in their life and to not be ashamed to reach out and ask for that help. That's another one of the lies that we were told growing up is like you got to figure it all out on your own and being vulnerable is weak and asking for support is weak. Listen, nothing in nature acts independently of itself.
Mm-hmm.
Everything cooperates and works independently. So I think that's another reason why we see so many problems and so much chaos and so much pain in the world is because everybody's thinking every man for himself. And we've kind of lost touch with that communal way of living where we're all helping each other out.
Exactly. And you've been touching on it quite a bit. I had a conversation with a friend of mine last weekend. The issue around money came up, and we were really sharing and having, you know, like a really good, open, flowing kind of communication. And then one of his statements were something to the effect that he was not successful because, you know, his money wasn't flowing like it should be. And, you know, at this point in his career, he should be at such and such a stage. And so my question to him was, what if all of that is a lie?
Mm-hmm.
What if money is not going to bring you what you're looking for? What if you already have it? Would that not put you at ease and you wouldn't be stressed out trying to attain something that, you know, these numbers, somebody just made that crap up anyway, you know, so is it 50,000? Is it 500,000? You know, what is that bad number? And I told him, and so he was telling me about some of his friends that had died over the last few years or, you know, and I was like, wow, I said, and so financially, where were they in their lives? And he didn't get it right away, right? And he was like, oh, they were really successful, you know, and they were A1 businesses, and, you know, they left their families well off, and he just went on and on. And I was like, now, wow, wouldn't you think they would want to change places with you? You know, even with you not having the monetary substance, at least you know, you're alive and you're well, and you could be happy if you stop tripping on not having X amount of dollars. And so he did decide to look at it differently. But just like you were saying earlier, Christina, we need to take a look and redefine for ourselves what will make us happy. And it's an inside job, so it has nothing to do on the outside, as the world has told us, has led us to believe that once, you know, because like all the commercials and the ads and the magazines and things like that, you know, you got to have this car, this makeup, you know, you got to have this kind of hair and these kind of clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have all of this, you know, you've made it. And people mm-hmm. don't have all of like that. And so that creates that trauma and that drama going forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what we find is that if you can't feel successful without the money, you're not going to feel successful with the money.
Right.
If you can't feel sexy at 200 pounds, you're not going to feel sexy, you know, at your goal weight. If you can't feel like you love yourself and you're worthy without a man or a woman in your life, then you're not going to feel it when they show up either. Mm-hmm. And all of that stress and those ideas of lack and unworthiness actually push what you want away.
Right, right.
And when you start to accept yourself the way that you are right now, and you come into a love and a gratitude and appreciation, and it's kind of like it's okay attitude, and just kind of cultivate that love, it's not going to happen overnight. You know, there's a wonderful emotional scale that I was just sharing with a client earlier today, which shows all of the emotions from positive, love, bliss, ecstasy, all the way down to hopelessness, helplessness, victim on a scale. And it's, you know, you really got to just take it one step at a time, going from like, I hate my body, or I hate, you know, that I don't have a man in my life, and going to, you know, frustration is an improvement from hate, right? And
right.
Then, you know, like maybe some optimism or maybe some hope is another step in the right direction. And then you kind of get used to being hopeful, and then you can move into, you know, gratitude and appreciation, and, you know, really walking those emotional steps. And again, this is where, you know, having a guide or a teacher or a mentor or a coach in your life really comes in handy, because it's a tough order to do it on your own when you've got this world screaming at you that you should be at your goal weight and you should have more money. And that if you don't have a man or you don't have a woman, then there's something wrong with you. You should be married by now. You should have had kids by now, blah, 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 blah. It's
right,
really
right.
tough, right? So what I'm saying is that, so we find that if you can't feel the way you want to feel without it, you're not going to feel the way with it, and
right.
it's actually pushing it away. And then what happens is when you come into this love and acceptance for the way things are exactly right now, what ends up happening is the floodgates open.
mm-hmm.
So it wasn't until I surrendered to being disabled and broke, right? I talked about that car accident that I was in at 27. I spent the first good year or two in total denial.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought my mind was telling me these doctors are lying. They're just trying to get your insurance money. You're not really disabled. You should be getting up and getting a job. I mean, I was in anger. I was in frustration. I was blaming the guy who hit me, blaming my parents for not helping me, just like blame, blame, blame. And I was really in blame and denial. And it wasn't until I surrendered and accepted that this was reality for me at this moment. So at the same time, set my intentions for where I was going, right? So I didn't just surrender and accept and say, well, this is the way it is right now, so this is the way it's always going to be. Give me the pills and the SSD check, right?
Right.
I said, okay, this is the way it is right now, but what is my heart saying about this situation? And when I tuned in with my heart with the help of a guide, what I heard was, you are going to come out of this better than you were before.
Mm.
And I just decided that felt really good to me. So I put it up on my wall.
Okay.
This is my best year yet. I'm going to come out better than before. Someday, and what was the mantra I came up when, by the time this is said and done, and I came up with a mantra, by the time this is said and done, I'm going to be in the best physical and financial health of my life.
I like
and
that.
It's, and, it,
And that's what happens is, like, when you ease up on yourself and you stop punishing yourself and you stop condemning yourself and you stop blaming and complaining and justifying and making excuses and spinning around and around in a circle, you start to develop this sense of security, this self of love, this sense of peace because the walls are falling down, but you still feel safe and content, and this sense of freedom. And that's when you get the man, the money, and the job. So you can have both, but you've got to start with how you feel inside. You've got to start with what you're being.
Right.
How you're being, how you're feeling, your emotions, which are controlled by the thoughts that you think on a conscious and a subconscious level, determines how you feel. And how you feel determines how you do.
Yeah.
The actions that you take and the quality and the timing of the actions that you take. And that is what determines your results. And I'd like everybody to just grab a pen and a piece of paper real quick. Trust me, it's going to be worth it. So I would suggest you grab it. And I want to give you all, the true process of creating, the true process of creation. So whether you want to create and attract your soulmate, your twin flame, you want to have a baby, you want to find your purpose, you want to get a new job, you want to make more money, you want to lose 50 pounds, you want to gain 50 pounds, whatever it is that you want to create, a new car, a house, whatever it is, it can be anything. This is the true process of creation. You guys ready?
Ready.
All right. So what I'd like you to do on the piece of paper, I want you to do three columns. The first column is B, so you want to put that on the left. B-E, and then in the middle is do, D-O, and on the right-hand side of the page is have, H-A-V-E, and I'm going to break this down for you, okay? This is the true process of creation. So when we're trying to create a cake, right, you can have all the right ingredients, but if you don't put those ingredients in the proper order, you get a funky cake. That makes sense, right?
Correct.
Okay, so we all are being, doing being, like people, right? We all have the way we feel. So underneath the B column, you can write feeling, emotion, intuition. And it's the feminine, it's the receptive aspect of you. We all have feminine, receiving, and masculine, giving, action, logic. We both have, no matter what gender you identify with, and even if you don't identify with a gender, we all have masculine and feminine energies, a giving and a receiving, a thinking and a feeling aspect of ourselves as human beings. So the being has to come first, but the world taught us backwards, Sandy. You pointed this out earlier. They teach us that once you make more money, then you can feel successful.
Right.
And then you can go have a vacation, right? So
right.
They tell you, go out, and they tell you, you got to have money first. They put the have first and the being second, right? Or then they tell you, another version of that is, well, you want to make more money? You got to do. You got to work, hard, take lots of actions, put out lots of resumes, do lots of workshops and interviews and blah, 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 blah. And then you'll have more money and then you can be happy. Well, how's that working out for you?
Right.
It ain't. This is the true process of creation. Just stay with me here. It might, you know, I'm going to make sense of it. You're going to like it. It's going to all come together for you in the next few minutes. So the being aspect is your feminine, your intuitive, how you're feeling, your emotional part of yourself. Over in the middle column, you might want to write down words like logic, action, masculine. Okay? And then underneath the have column, that's like your results, your manifestation, your outcome. So you might want to write those words down, results, manifestation, outcome. Everything in nature starts off feminine. An embryo starts off female first, and then the Y chromosome, if I'm not mistaken, is introduced. the X's and the Y's, but I know for sure that every embryo starts off female first and then becomes masculine if it chooses, okay? Everything in nature starts off feminine. And this is where we get confused as a culture. We think, well, if female comes first, if the feminine comes first, then that means that women are better than men. No, they're not, because it takes two. It takes a man and a woman to have a baby. One without the other doesn't work. So they're both equally important, right? You have to receive in order to give. That makes sense, right? And reception is female. So you think about, you know, I don't mean to be vulgar here, but you think about making love, right, and procreating, having a child. A woman has to be open and ready and fertile.
Right.
The man can do all the thrusting he wants, but if she ain't open and ready to receive and fertile, there's no baby. He can thrust and thrust all he wants. Nothing's going to happen, right?
Right.
So you see, you got to receive in order to give. So what we want to do is we want to receive inspiration. We want to receive and pay attention to our emotions and our feelings, because that's what fuels. That's the energy. That's another word you might want to write down under the B column. It's the energy that informs the action, right? So people put a lot of emphasis on action, and action is important. But if it's not in the proper order, you're just going to be thrusting and thrusting and thrusting and wondering why you ain't getting no baby or no cake or no money or no woman in your life or man in your life. Right? Because if you're just going out on dates or you're just going out on interviews and you're feeling a sense of low self-worth, feeling like, you know, insecure, you're feeling angry or frustrated because you haven't met this guy and this guy's probably going to be like everybody else, your date's probably not going to go that well. That interview's probably not going to go very well. Right? Do the inner work to bring yourself up to a higher frequency of love and peace and joy. By forgiving yourself and coming into an acceptance of where you are right now, you're going to show up for that job interview. You're going to show up for that business meeting. You're going to show up for that sales call. You're going to show up for that date enthusiastic and open-minded and open-hearted. And then no matter what happens, you still feel okay. There's your freedom, right?
Right.
So action is important, but the energy that you're taking the action with is even more important.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
It does. It does.
So first things first is always to check in with your heart. How am I feeling right now? And be honest with yourself. And so let's just say you're feeling confused or you're feeling angry. That's okay. You're human. That's okay. That's okay. Ask for what you really want in that moment. What's the opposite of confusion for you? For me, it's clarity. That's how I say it. So then I would go to my higher power and I just have a little conversation in my head and say, listen, man, I'm feeling confused. I need clarity. Help me. Change me in a way that allows me to experience clarity. That's what I really want right now. Right? If I'm feeling lonely, what's the opposite of loneliness for me in this moment? Maybe it's love. Maybe it's connection. Ask for that. And it won't be too long till somebody rings your phone or sends you a text message or pings you on Facebook or you get the inspiration to reach out. You can ask for what you need, but you've got to know what you need. And you've got to get honest, because this world is telling you what you need is a different haircut and a different person and just what Sandy said earlier. And that's not really what you need. You want all of those things because you believe it's going to make you feel a certain way.
Exactly.
You want to start... So let's just say, yeah, you got it. So let's just say you want to create, you want to attract love into your life, okay? You want to attract a partner who gets you, who you feel connected to, who you can make love with and have fun with and share your hopes and dreams and your tears with, right? A man, this is how you apply the process of creation. I'll give you an example here, okay? So you want to attract this lover into your life, this husband or wife or whatever into your life, right? However you say what you want. Think about how you would feel if they showed up today. How would you feel if they were here with you in this room right now? Start there. I would feel relieved. I would feel relaxed. I would feel grateful, right? I would feel secure. Maybe. So you got to check in with you, right? Like I'm just giving you guys examples here. But you want to start, think from the end. You've heard that before, right? Think from the end. If I had what I want to create right now, how would I feel? Then you write that down, right? So let's just assume that you would feel happy and grateful and excited and relieved if that person showed up today. Then you ask yourself and ask your heart, right, what can I do right now to feel one degree, just one, that's all you need to get started. What can I do right now to feel one degree closer to happy and excited and grateful and relieved? And yourself, your real self, your spiritual self will give you an idea or four. It might say, go take a bath, go buy yourself some flowers, pick up the phone and call that person, go take a nap, masturbate. Who knows? Am I allowed to say that on the radio? It came out. But like you're going to take advantage of that inner coaching, that inner guidance, and trust it. I mean, it's a risk. Like, what if it doesn't work? Or what if I don't have enough money at the end of the week? But it's like, can you take a $5 risk? Can you take a 5-minute risk? Can you try something out?
Right,
if you really want to make life, like let life work for you, you got to be willing to question, investigate, and experiment with an open mind. So important. And you have to be willing to change. Not change them, change yourself.
Right.
And the easiest way and the best way I've ever found to change, and it's a part of the emotional digestion and the catch and release process, is asking a higher power to help you. Not you try to figure out how to change your feelings. Not you trying to figure out how to get more clear. Not you trying to figure out how to feel more sexy in the body that you have. Asking that higher version of yourself for assistance. That's what it's there for. And you will be pleasantly surprised. It sounds like woo-woo, but science has proven that there is a conscious mind behind our universe, that we are not alone, that we did not create ourselves. So it's not so woo-woo, and the results of my life and the results of in my clients are getting in their lives are definitely not woo-woo. They are real, life-changing, sustainable, healthy, highest and best results. These kids and their families are going to grow up and make a huge impact on the world because they know their worthiness. They're maintaining their innocence, and they're growing up with parents who love and accept themselves and understand their power and their purpose. And that's what we're all really looking for here.
Exactly.
We're all really looking for that connection to a higher power who loves us and knows us and has a plan and a purpose for our life and everything that we've been through. You got to be willing to experiment, have those conversations, challenge. One of the smartest things I ever did and what led me to my business starting me was I challenged the universe. I said, listen, I'm not going back to a 9-to-5. I drew a line in the sand. After I got out of disability and I could start thinking about going back to work again, I said, listen, this was my inner dialogue. Listen, I'm not going back to a 9-to-5. I'm not going back to the rat race. I want to help people. I want to add value to the world, and I want good money. And you got to show me how. And I dared the universe to show. I was like, there's got to be another way.
Love it.
You know, that's another thing people talk, you know, to the universe or God or nature, and they think they got to be on their hands and knees and be all prim and proper and say the right words. No, you can just be honest. You
exactly.
can talk with your swag and your cuss and whatever is real for you. You just be real, you know, be authentic. And I just said, you know, show me how to change. Show me that I don't have to. Prove it to me, you know, and it will. The universe always responds. Always, always, always. You are never alone. You have a team if you knew the thousands of angels and masters and teachers and guides and ancestors that were around you all the time, assisting you in ways that you can't even imagine right now, like you would know, you would automatically remember, like, wait, I'm the creator. This is my life. This is my world. God gave it to me. It's mine.
Right.
I don't have to sell myself short. I don't have to work and grind it out. I don't have to be a part of the rat race if I don't want to be. I'm the creator. I'm not a victim. I can let the higher power work with me. I can line up with my plan. I can line up with my purpose. I can open up to the abundance and the love that's around me, that's running through me every moment of every day. It's in my DNA. It's mine. It is your birthright. It is yours right now. My job in the world is to help you uncover it, because the world has dumped a lot of bullshit on you. Oh, sorry. BS on you. And we're dealing with these layers of guilt and shame, and it's like the real you is still underneath. Let's dig you out and let your light shine in this world and make the impact that you're here to make. And yeah, make good money. And yeah, have great sex. And yeah, have a great partner. And not have to sacrifice one for the other.
Exactly.
You don't have to. Challenge the universe to prove it to you, and you will be glad you did. And it will be its pleasure. It's pleasure to show you.
Yeah.
And again, I just want to say it. You don't have to believe. You just have to be open. That's it.
Well, I love your process of creation, and it seems to flow so much more efficiently than having it the other way around. So I thank you for sharing that with us. So we've just got a couple minutes left, Christina. Would you please let the audience know how they can contact you? I totally support the idea of working with a life coach or a coach that can help you through the process of making whatever transformation that you deem necessary for your life and for where you want to be. And Christina is so passionate about what she does and how she can help people. And just from the success stories that she was sharing with us earlier, if anyone is interested, Christina, would you give us your contact information?
Yeah, my pleasure. So next week I'm actually hosting a free online live event called Peaceful and Free, where I'm going to be sharing the three keys for healing your past and accessing your intuition and finding your purpose. So if you want to get access to that live event or any of the other live events, or if you want more information on working with me, it's all on my website, which is ChristinaLouiseGale.com. And you'll see there's like a free gift. I have a three-part video series called Spiritual Mindset 3.0, How to Experience Peace, Joy, and Love Every Day, Even If You Don't Know How. So when you sign up for that free three-part video series, you'll automatically come onto my email list, and tomorrow morning I actually start sending out the invitations for the live event, Peaceful and Free. I never share your information. I would never spam you. You can unsubscribe anytime you want. Please take the three-part video series as my gift, and check out the live event and see if you want to take a part of it. And there's also a contact form on that website and an opportunity to book right now. There's an opportunity to book a time to actually talk with me if you're really serious about, you know, experiencing peace and freedom and you'd like my help with that. You can always take advantage of a free 20-minute clarity call, and we can talk it out and see what happens, see if we're a good fit.
Okay, and that website, just one more time for us.
Yes, ChristinaLouiseGale.com.
Thank you so much. I hope you guys have that, and we appreciate you so much. Man, you are on fire. I've got like four different pieces of paper with your notes on it, and I'll keep you up to date on the changes that I've made in my life. But
oh, God.
I just want to thank you for coming back and being with us. You are so powerful and just an incredible force in the universe. So continue doing what you're doing, and we'll see you the next time that you have space for us and we can get you on the show. We love you, Christina.
Oh, I love all of you, too, from the bottom of my heart. God bless you all.
Bless you. Thank you. And we'll see you guys next week.